This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Three people go missing as jeep plunges into Sunkosi River along the Mid-Hill Highway. Visiting Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reaches the largest city in Madhya Pradesh of India, Indore. And Russia blames Ukraine for more attacks on Belgorod region. Now, the news in detail. A jeep has plunged into Sunkosi River at Laukun along the Mid-Hill Highway in Golanjor Rural Municipality 7 today. Three passengers have gone missing in the mishap. Deputy Superintendent at the District Police Office Sindhuli, Chiranjeevi Dahal, said the jeep carrying employees of the Council for Technical Education and Vocational Training, CTEVT, was heading towards Khotang from Kathmandu. DSP Dahal said four people were on board the jeep and a person managed to come out of the river safely. The condition of the remaining three is unknown, and their identity is not ascertained yet. DSP Dahal said a police team has been sent to search for the missing. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who is on a four-day visit to India, has said that his India visit has become historical. Talking to media from Nepal in New Delhi this morning, the Prime Minister said that there has been a breakthrough in energy trade, adding that the crucial achievements have been obtained for the development of the hydroelectricity sector. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal said that a bilateral agreement has been made to prepare a DPR within 3 months for the advancement of the Pancheshwar multipurpose project. Prime Minister Dahal said that he proposed the Indian side work seriously to resolve the misunderstandings relating to border issues. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal today visited Indore, the largest city in the Madhya Pradesh of India. The Prime Minister reached Indore via a special flight, and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivaraj Singh Chauhan and the government officials received him at an airport in Indore. He is scheduled to visit the Sri Mahakaleshwar Temple at Ujjain. Prime Minister Dahal will also meet the Madhya Pradesh Governor Sri Mangubhai Patil today itself. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return home tomorrow. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has issued a directive that all vehicles operating outside of the Kathmandu Valley should only be operated from the new bus park at Gombubu in Kathmandu. Issuing a notice today, the KMC appraised all those concerned, especially the transport entrepreneurs, about this new provision. The new provision is applicable for vehicles operating outside the valley that ply on short routes and long routes. The provision aims to streamline the traffic management system in the bus park area where the issues of haphazard parking and unsystematic uploading and unloading of passengers are rampant. Furthermore, the KMC has also urged the concerned sites to remove the ticket booking counter outside the bus park, effective from June 16. The KMC further warned they shall coordinate with the traffic police to book those disobeying the notice. The Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force have prepared a team of divers to respond to disasters this year. 19 APF teams of divers have been prepared and one belongs to the Nepal Police. Rajendra Khadka, central spokesperson of the APF, said the APF teams of divers were trained for around 5 weeks in the Trishuli, Kosi and Fewa Lake. The Nagdunga Mugling Road Project West Section has started expanding and upgrading the 39-kilometer-long Mugling Malekhu Road Section. Project Chief Kiran Karki said the 5-kilometer road is being constructed in the first phase. As per the contract agreement, a 17-kilometer road would be upgraded towards Chitwan and 22-kilometer in Dhading district. Karki shared that the road will have 4 to 6 lanes in the market areas along with footpaths, road dividers and electric poles. 10 overhead bridges and 6 bridges would also be constructed along the route. The road is being built with financial assistance from the World Bank. The community and private schools in the local levels of the districts in Tarai have been closed due to soaring temperatures. Acting Mayor of Rajbiraj Municipality, Israt Praveen, said that the municipality announced holidays for 5 days to escape the rising temperature. Likewise, Kanchanroop Municipality has also decided to close schools for 5 days. Similarly, 4 local levels out of 7 in Chittoor district have announced holidays due to soaring temperatures. Ratnanagar, Khairahani, Rapti and Mardi municipalities in Chitwan district have announced five-day holidays. The temperature in the districts of Tarai has sharply increased in the past week, causing health issues to children and senior citizens. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States Congress has approved a deal to lift the country's borrowing limit days before the world's largest economy is due to default on its debt. The bipartisan measure is sped through the Senate by a vote of 63-36, a day after it cleared the U.S. House of Representatives. President Joe Biden has said he will enact the measure into law. A default would limit the government's ability to borrow more money and pay all of its bills. It would also threaten to wreak havoc overseas, affecting prices and mortgage rates in other countries. Russia's defense ministry has said it thwarted three cross-border attacks near the town of Sebekino, as is accused Ukraine of using what it said were terrorist formation. The Russian Defense Ministry reported at least three attempted crossings involving up to 70 militants, five tanks, four armored vehicles, seven pickup trucks, and a Kamaz truck. The Defense Ministry said it used air force and artillery to repel the attacks and claimed to have killed more than 50 Ukrainian fighters. Ukraine denies its military is involved in the insurgents and says they were conducted by Russian volunteer groups. The Russian Volunteer Corps, RVC, a far-right paramilitary group of ethnic Russians that supports Ukraine, is claimed to be fighting inside the Russia. The RVC and Freedom of Russia Legion claimed responsibility for the last month's cross-border raid, marking one of the most serious attacks on Russian territory since Moscow began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and at one or two places in the hilly region of the rest of the province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province. At present, there is a partial influence of westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three people go missing as jeep plunges into Sunkosi River along the Mid Hill Highway. Visiting Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reaches the largest city in Madhya Pradesh of India, Indore. And Russia blames Ukraine for more attacks on Belgorod region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.